My name is Masita Swale from Africa.
But she goes by Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth came to Milwaukee from Liberia in 2007. She knew no English. She'd never even really gone to school.
Well, I didn't go to school, but I go to Arabic school. Mm-hmm. My father sent me to Arabic school. I was there for 2 years. I wanted to go to school, but my father didn't agree to that. So he said, no, he said, I can't go to English school.
Her father, she says, didn't understand the importance of an education.
And my father was a farmer. He took me to the farm. There were our heir until I was 16 years. Then I got married. I had 8 children.
Then civil war came to Liberia.
When the war came, 1989, at the time the war came, the rebel war came. So we're in Monrovia. We're there now, we're confused. We don't know where to go. At the same time, they're killing the people. The rebel then killing the people. Our people then there, they kill a lot of our people there.
More than 200,000 people would die in the war. Tens of thousands fled the country.
Because we had 16 tribes in Liberia. 16 tribes. That the Mandingo people, the rebel then were killing them. Killing them, killing them. So we were confused. We don't know where to go. We really suffer.
But then, one of Miss Elizabeth's sons secured refuge in Milwaukee. He later sent for the rest of his family. He also helped his mother learn English.
When soon I will come, my son told me, he said, Ma, he said they have school here for old people. So I want for you to go there so you can learn how to write your name down, how to learn English. I said, okay. He sent me here.
She's come a long way.
When I come here newly, really, I will not know how to write my name down. And from 1, 2, 3 to 100, I will not know that. And from January to December, I will not know. So they teach me all that one.
Miss Elizabeth is happy to be in Milwaukee.
I love America. Really, I love America. I like, because of the freedom. Yeah. I'm free in the country here. My children are free. Everyone are all happy. Yeah. I like Liberia, but America, I really want to stay here now. Yeah.